One city block, everybody's story. That is the simple idea at the heart of the Out of the Blocks podcast in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Aaron Henkin, and my co-producer Wendell Patrick and I make it our mission to share the stories and the soundscapes of our city and to do it one block at a time. We recently spent some time on the 2400 block of St. Paul Street, Black Wall Street, as it's come to be known, on account of the 17 black-owned businesses on this block. One of them is an oasis of calm in the midst of the daily bustle.
Over time, holding different stones, you get to know the vibration and you get to feel how it responds to you. Rose quartz, for example, is called the love stone. And we have amethyst, which is like the third eye stone, which helps to also cultivate intuition. And then we have the sunstone, which holds energy from the sun. Really good for African people to have this, that live in America who don't live with the sun as much, or, you know, melanated people are not in their intended environment. And so carrying the sunstone helps to keep us balanced. Nelijah Brown, Flourish Boutique, 2445 St. Paul Street. To flourish, it means to create an environment where you thrive. We have like grounding incense and grounding oils. If you want to create a more vibrant space, we have like citrusy things. We just have different things that support finding the frequency that works best for you. There's a woman in Baltimore, and people would always say, "Are you Noni's daughter?" And I'd be like, "No, I don't even know. I don't know Noni." And then one day I was in a store, and this woman walked over to me, and I said, "You must be Noni." And she said, "Everybody's always asking me if I'm your mother." And I was like, "Same here." And so we just hugged, we just squeezed each other, and it was so beautiful. And she said, "I'm going to the beach, you wanna come?" And so I was like, "Sure." So we grabbed some food and we went to Virginia Beach and we stayed there for the weekend. And that was like the day that changed my life as far as just like eating better. Noni was, all organic. And she was, she did yoga every morning, meditated every morning at sunrise and every evening at sunset, Agnihotra. And she just taught me about that fire meditation. She taught me about healthy living, healthy eating, and just raising our vibrations and just living more in harmony with nature. And so that was 25 years ago. And I never went back. Once you go real, you know what I'm saying? It's really hard to go back. So I've, vegan since that weekend and just like embraced a more natural way of living since that weekend with Noni.
Is she still with us?
No, she transitioned a couple years ago. And I was gonna call this Noni's place, but I woke up one day, like the day before we opened, and this name Flourish came in, and I was like, whoa, I love it. So it's Flourish, but in my heart, it's Noni's place. I dedicated to Noni.
Tell me what you're doing here, what you just got.
I'm just unpacking an order. So there's an importer that goes to India and gets fabulous incense and great stuff. I'm sorry. So I want you to hear the sound of the singing bowl, which is one of my absolute favorite sounds.
Elijah Brown at Flourish on the 2400 block of St. Paul Street. You can hear more stories from this block on the Out of the Blocks podcast from WYPR and PRX. Stories set to music with an original score by Wendell Patrick. I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.